Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Zoom. Good evening, YouTube. Good evening, our Facebook is too. It's so good to have you all with us. Hold on, let me get over here and stop the echo. So tonight, for tonight's program, Pastor is not with us, but he found this really great replay of one of our programs, one of our question and answer programs from last year that he wanted us to play. And it's a really, really good message about, do we go straight to heaven when we die? And there was also a second question that was asked in this session too, that he answered. And so he wanted to play us to play this. And we believe that our sister, Mary Pastorick, was with us on this program too. So that will be fun. We'll get to hear Mary's voice and that'll be awesome. So I'm going to get us started as soon as I finish getting us set up here. Good morning or good morning. Good evening, Sunday and Phyllis. It's so good to have you guys with us. Hi. It's good to hear your voice too. We haven't heard. I was just saying the program that we're going to be watching tonight is one of our replays. And when Pastor sent it to me, he said, you know, I think Mary was actually on the program talking with us. So it'll be fun for everybody to hear her voice. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful picture, wasn't it? Well, yeah, the one I remember. Mhm. Yeah, the one I had. Wow, isn't that awesome? I love it. I love it. To be someone's inspiration, that is awesome, Phyllis. And you do. You do inspire so many. Yeah. She's been around the kingdom long enough that she knows what she's saying. Okay. I think I'm all set up on that end. Let's get started. I'm going to do our pledges and our opening prayer to start with, and then we'll go to our program. I'm excited to hear this program tonight. There is my stuff. I get lost in too many screens here. All right, I'm going to share screen so we can say our pledges and then we'll get into the message. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. Alleluia. And our pledge to our American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith, opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God. as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. I love that opening prayer, like Phyllis says, too many people do not realize who they are in God, and that reminds us who we are in God. All right, give me just a second here, and we'll get this program going. I wish I could remember what the other question was that Pastor dealt with that night. Do we go straight to heaven when we die? And what was the other one? I don't know. We'll find out as we go. No sense in sitting here trying to figure it out. Let's just go. Oh my goodness. My goodness. Hold on for just a second. This does not want to move off of my screen, and it's right in the way. There we go. Needed to go out the other side apparently today. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Jeez. I'm
Thank you. I'm Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. How to spend her money, all right. Never tell your mother how to spend her money. Thank you. It casts out any unclean spirit from that cat, and any spirit of infirmity I cast you out now, and I command you, don't you ever return to him or any other living thing in the name of Jesus the Christ, and by the power of his name I command you. Our own Roger. This is a good gift. And what we got up. sanctify these elements for this time of communion with you, Lord. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord. And by your stripes I am healed, spirit in my soul and in my body. In my mind, my willpower, and my emotions. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Every joint is supplying in my body. From your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ in my community. And right here in this community of faith. In Jesus' mighty name. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with you, my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission. And there is no more condemnation in my life. I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. And all things have become new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God. Because my Father wants me to. And I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome. By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever. And there's no more condemnation in my life. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church. Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish, when you come for me, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Wonder-working power of the blood of my love. The sun is there in the light of love through the blood. Thanks, Trander.
the wonder work and power of the blood of love. All the sons and daughters we have ransomed by the Father through the blood. The blood. Thank you, Jesus. The blood. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light.
Claim every person for the kingdom of God who put our voice today. We speak supernatural revelation. because their hearts are longing for the truth. We declare 1,000 people that are following this program, and then 10,000 and 100,000 and 1,000,000, because we help them know you, Lord. We receive a 100-fold return, because tonight we reap souls, and that person receives wages, and gathers a 100-fold return. And I thank you for it, Lord. Jesus, my name. I'll go ahead and stop it here now. It was fun listening to the program. Phyllis, I kept waiting for you to come on, but I remember now that you were on your cruise when this was recorded. And so Pastor read your verses, so you're going to have to come up with some different verses now to read tonight. Are you with us? Hold on, let me stop the share. Whoops. There we go. Oh, nope. Oh, that was me that was leaving. It was just saying, Sister Phyllis just left us now. But that was me. Oh, I just got a message from Roger saying, I don't know what happened. I lost tonight's sermon, everything. Aw, that's a bummer. And you know, with this new process with me starting everything off of my phone, if I don't remember to do the shares before we take off, which I usually would send the shares out as soon as the program started. But so now that I'm running the program through my phone, if I forget to send shares, then they just don't get sent. So, but anyways, Phyllis, do you want to pick some different verses to sing to or to read tonight? I was glad you sang with the program too. That was good. We could hear you. And you know, I loved it when Pastor was talking about our impression of God the Father. And he said, you know, when I was growing up and I was a kid and I knew I messed up, never once did I ever freak out thinking that I was not going to be my mom and dad's son anymore. And that's so true. We've gotten this this impression of God. So many have gotten this impression of God that he's just waiting to thump you or disown you and send you to hell. And that's not our God. Think about everything he has done to try to save us, to show us, to warn us about sin, because he knows sin is a destruction to us on this earth. And he's tried everything to warn us about it, and he's loved us through it, and he gave Jesus for us to save us out of that mess. He is not trying to destroy anyone. And oh, I had so many thoughts while this was going on. We really thought Sister Mary was going to be on this program tonight, and it would have been neat to hear her voice, but it was nice that Kathy was with us. That was fun. And then the question, too, do we go right to heaven as soon as we die? Is that what the question was? I believe so. And the most obvious answer that came to me was Luke 23:43, when Jesus, remember, he was with the two robbers on the cross. And the one said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Right there's our answer. And, you know, so many of the theologians have tried to say, well, if the comma was on the other side, it would read, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise, meaning it doesn't know, or we don't know when he's going to be in paradise. He just said to him today, except we've had so many people that have gone before us that Jesus has allowed them to come to heaven and then sent them back to tell us. Yes, they instantly went to heaven. They were in heaven and came back to teach us. You know, Jesse Duplantis that we were listening to tonight, he is one of them that's been to heaven. Kevin Zadei, we've listened to several of his messages, and that's how we started listening to his messages, studying them, because he is another one that went to heaven and then came back to teach. And well, even our own brother Roger, he has been to heaven and back. And there's just so many that have been there before us. It's almost to the point that all of us know someone that has been to heaven and back. So Jesus has sent people back to say, yes, you do come to heaven. You step out of this earth and into the heavenly realm. So for the theologians that keep saying that the comma was in the wrong place, or the emphasis was on the wrong syllable in the sentence, or whatever it is that they say, Jesus has overridden that by all of the people that he's let come back to teach us. So, but anyways, it was a good program. It's fun to listen to the older programs. Sometimes there's a lot of people on there in communication, and we remember the ones that were able to be with us when it was during the COVID time is when we had started this. And so many people were in lockdown that they were able to be with us every night. And it's fun to hear those sometimes. So thank you all for being with us. I hope you enjoyed the program too, and gleaned some new understanding, some new knowledge or revelation from it. We appreciate you being here, and hopefully Pastor is getting some good sleep right now. And so we'll see you tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central, for our prayer program. Please join us if you can. We know in a lot of situations that people are driving at that point or at work, and you aren't able to read the prayers, because all of the prayers that we do and the confessions and declarations, we actually put them up on the screen so that we can all read them together, because that's so empowering. We're all, praying in unison, and the power of agreement is just something else. So we do that, and we know that many of you are in a position where you can't read them with us or pray them with us off of the screen. But even being with us and saying amen and being in agreement, or like Pastor does a lot of times when he's driving, he just repeats as we go. And all of that adds to the agreement and the power that the angels are able to grab those words and go to work with them. So if you can join us, and we always watch Dutch Sheets, he always has a very, very good message, and it's really, really good to be tied in with these other prayer ministries. We're creating this huge power grid of prayer across the United States and across many other nations of the world too, and we also pray for the other nations too. So please join us if you can, and have a wonderful rest of your evening. Actually, I think I'll read the Ephesians prayer over us before we close too, so we all go to sleep with a prayer and good word in us as we go. I was telling everybody this morning, this Bible is actually my dad's Bible that I have pulled in here and have been reading from, and I really like it. I do like the Bible a lot. It's just so much bigger than the one that I'm used to in my desk. I don't have that much desk room, so I don't know how much longer I'll be, but maybe I'll get used to it. I was going to say, I don't know how much longer I'll keep struggling with the size of it, but I may get used to it. Either way, I love it. And here is the Ephesians prayer. I'd like to pray over all of us. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Amen and amen. And on that note, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your evening, and God bless your sleep. And remember, we always say, we love you. And God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Why do I have no sound? Did I not have sound all night?
You see what I'm saying? That's falling and falling freely and then fearless.
And we got great leaders in our life that we, out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, to God our Savior.
Cool. Oh, dang it.
An email, phone call, or instant message away.
Are you kidding me? Well, that's nice. That is really nice. Wow.